And now to Britain. Thousands of demonstrators gathered outside the House of Commons today to protest a proposed government ban on fox hunting. Most had traveled to London from rural areas, and they say the ban is an attack on traditional country life. Catherine Drew has this report from London.
Police estimate around 10,000 people gathered outside the House of Commons in a protest which at one point turned violent. Officers fought back with batons as several groups appeared to try to break through the police cordon protecting the Houses of Parliament, and at one point a small group of demonstrators broke through the police lines and made it all the way to the debating floor before being detained. Supporters of fox hunting argue the centuries-old sport is not only a tradition but key to the economic success of rural areas. The protests have been organised by the Countryside Alliance. Chief Executive Simon Hart has accused Tony Blair's Labour government of instigating class warfare.
It is not about hunting. It hasn't been about hunting for years. It's about people who have come here to express their utter disgust at the way in which the government and certain politicians are dealing with hunting legislation.
But if the atmosphere was mutinous outside the House of Commons, inside the debating chamber the atmosphere was less chaotic but still angry. Many members of Parliament, particularly in the opposition Conservative Party, which draws a lot of its support from rural England, opposed the ban. Conservative leader Michael Howard was disdainful of the government's political priorities.
With crime up, with incapacity benefit out of control, the Prime Minister's message to the people of this country is that his priority is to ban fox hunting. When is he going to get to grips with the problems that people really care about?
Many political commentators say the issue, a campaign promise when the ruling Labour Party came to power 7 years ago, is now a millstone around the neck of Prime Minister Tony Blair. A previous attempt to ban fox hunting failed in 2001. Then the measure passed the House of Commons with a huge majority, but the House of Lords, the unelected second chamber which reviews legislation, threw it out. Now the Labour government says it will employ a rarely used provision to overrule the House of Lords if the same thing happens when the upper chamber debates the bill on Thursday. Many Labour MPs oppose hunting with dogs, saying it is cruel and barbaric. Rural Affairs Minister Alan Michael said the government is right to enforce the wishes of the majority of Parliament.
I must say that there is no abuse of the processes of this House, and I have nothing to be embarrassed about.
Prime Minister Tony Blair will likely call a general election sometime next year. The Prime Minister already faces questions from voters about his sincerity and trustworthiness in the wake of the war in Iraq. Analysts say he needs a victory on the fox hunting issue to prove he is a man of his word. For NPR News, I'm Catherine Drew in London.